Welcome to the Bonnie Barnes Show. In this podcast, patient wife, boy mama, and star on the rise will give you a glimpse into her glamorous and chaotic world. Saddle up and hold on tight. Here's your host, Bonnie Barnes.
America, this is Bonnie Barbara Barnes reporting to you from my house. I'm not saying where because I don't need a intruder or a burglar. You know, I saw the most disturbing video I think I've ever seen in my life of a young lady working in California. So there's your first red flag. She was working as a barista, and this guy, this big, fat, ugly guy, pulls up in a truck. And when she reaches out to hand him his coffee, he tries to grab her arm and put a zip tie around it. I've never seen anything so scary in my life. And of course, now I'm in the house alone and I'm saying this. I'm going to jinx myself, spit myself. You want to know why I'm alone? You want to know why I'm in a bathroom? Because everybody's favorite, babysitter. That's probably going to be her next job, honestly. Lauren was racing home to get to her apartment to record the podcast with me, and her car broke down. Shocker alert, shocker of the century. Her car that, you know, has been on the verge of breaking down for months and months and months finally did. And I said, well, you know, unfortunately, might have to dock something, you know, monetarily for this kind of behavior. It's ridiculous. You know, people don't know this, but Lauren does my makeup. And I know what you're thinking. I know you're going, what? Like, Lauren doesn't do her own makeup. You know, Lauren doesn't know how to brush her hair. I know. But Lauren, when she got hired with me in the beginning, I had her do a masterclass. It was a Bobby Brown masterclass. Fun. I thought, you know, she acted like when I first hired her, she acted like miffed that she had to go do that. I thought, yeah, how many girls would kill to do a Bobby Brown masterclass? Name Marcus, my friend Robert. Yeah, quite a few. So she did a masterclass, learned how to do my makeup. I think her girlfriend Alexis does makeup too. So I think maybe she's, you know, giving her some tips and tricks. And, you know, I'd rather have Alexis here do my makeup, but you know what they say, you wish in one hand. And Lauren did the masterclass, but at the masterclass, I've told you this before. Robert is my stylist at Neiman Marcus. He runs, you know, like oversees all the departments, and he's just big wig there. Everybody loves Robert. You know, Robert loves me the most, you know, he'll pull things for me. So anyway, he was doing me a favor having Lauren in that masterclass. You know, he didn't, you know, as I've said, Robert is not crazy about Lauren. It all started kind of with that masterclass because she would not shut up, would not stop talking, you know, was talking about some conspiracy, you know, I don't know, it's about 9/11. I don't know what it was about, some documentary that she would not stop talking about during the class. And he finally had to pull her aside and say, hey, you know, Roseanne, it's not going to work, you know, to have you talking in here. So he kind of, I think he did some kind of demerit system with her to kind of keep her in line. But anyway, she did the class. So she does my makeup, and she sometimes blows out my hair. She's kind of learned how to do that too. And I think that really actually soothes her. I don't know what Lauren has specifically. I don't know if it's ADHD, which I have, or ADD or autism or whatever it is. That's a soothing thing for her. So I don't have her here to do either of those. She was getting my jewelry shined up, that. And at first, I was like really going to go down the tubes with it. I was going to be like, oh, I'm not doing it. I'm going to throw my, you know, laptop the wall, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm going to do it in my robe. Because you know what I thought? I thought Gwyneth Paltrow, Courtney Cox, you know, other celebrities like myself, they show the real them, the real deal. So here I am showing you my robe and my velvet and you know, my Tom Ford glasses and all this. Yeah, this is who I am before I get dressed in the morning, which I think is really powerful. I want to touch on one thing before we get into a little bit more of what we're going to be talking about. This murder case, this young man who looks like, you know, something from a Cartoon Network
show, you know, animated show, the young man who killed the children, the gorgeous children in Idaho, which is so disgusting. I can't watch it because it sticks in me and I get scared all the time. I'm looking over my shoulder and things like, and it's just too sad for me. So I'm not really engaging with it. But what I will say is I took a self-defense class 5 years ago at our country club gym with, she is actually a friend of my friend Deb, my friend Deborah. She's a friend of Deborah's and she works for the local police department. And she was giving an in-person self-defense class that Trisha and I took. And it changed my life. I mean, it was remarkable. You know, this woman, her name's Kathleen. Kathleen is a no-nonsense, ride or die, you know, she's a tough bitch. Let's just call it like it is. Let's just say it like this. And so in the class, she started off by saying, you know how you don't get messed with? You walk with purpose. You know, you show people, you're not going to abduct me. You're not going to zip tie me, you know, pull me out of my little job at Starbucks and zip tie me in the back of your, hell no. So that's the first thing. So I'm just telling you all this. I know a lot of young ladies listen to this podcast. So I just want to relay these things to you. You need to walk with your head up high. And that's the first step. God forbid someone kind of doesn't care. You know, that doesn't faze them because they're a drug addict or deranged or whatever it is. They're determined to attack. The next thing I want you to do, God forbid something like this happens to you, the first thing you do is you go, hey, you know, you fend them off. Hey, that's what you do. And that, you know, as Kathleen said, usually will stop a perp in their tracks because you sort of made a scene, made some noise. Let's say it doesn't stop them in their tracks when you say, hey, you go, stop it right there. You continue, you know, the whole thing is you continue to give them commands and you continue to show them who's boss. Let's say they physically, you know, are not afraid of you and you're yelling. Then what Kathleen had us practicing, and Trish was actually very good at this because she's very, very wiry. It's like a roundhouse kick. It's like a sweeping roundhouse kick, but it's low. It's low to the ankle. And you wanna kind of hit them in the ankle, you know, and that kind of, you know, that's kind of the next step for sending a cease and desist. Like, you're not gonna get me. And then you know what? After that, Kathleen, there's a fire drill at the club, and we never really touch base again after that on what to do, you know, if the roundhouse kick didn't work. Because I'm thinking, you know, what if you roundhouse and they just grab your ankle, you know, and they have you. I do see these TikToks where, you know, the girl will be like, it'll be like some lady cop or lady Navy SEAL or whatever it is, equal opportunity lawyer. But she'll be demonstrating, like, if you're in the front seat of your car and let's say someone like grabs you from behind, you're supposed, she explained this. Let's see if I can reiterate. She said, you take the seatbelt. Like she's saying, if they're strangling you with the seatbelt, you take it and you slide your head underneath it and you yell again, you yell, hey, you know, you keep yelling these things. I guess with those things, I'm wondering, like, you know, if there's 260-pound man, I don't know that I'm going to be able to slip out of his grip because I'm strong. You know, I do Tabata and I do TRX and stuff, but I don't know if I'm that strong. The bottom line is some of you ladies might just want to hire a bodyguard. You know, I've thought about having an armed presence on my property for the last 4 years. You know, I've thought about getting Tanya her conceal and carry, honestly. I mean, Tanya is someone I don't think people would confront. But, it, you know, if Lauren and Tanya maybe had their conceal and carry, that's something I need to actually bring up to Lauren. You know, once her fake car problem gets solved, I'm going to say, you know, you did the Bobby Brown makeup class thing. We're going to put you in a conceal and carry class. It just make me feel better. You know, if I had her around me, you know, if something happened, she can haul ass. She can haul up the Glock, you know. John came to me. You know, I told him, I said, can you believe this goddamn kid, this Lauren? You know, she, her car broke down. And he said, you know, Bonnie, I'm very worried about Lauren and her ability to get around, not only in LA, you know, when she's down here. I'm thinking about purchasing her a new Camry. You know, he has his eyes set on getting Lauren this new Camry. And I thought about it for a moment and I thought, you know what? No. Lauren, we cannot reward Lauren's horrible behavior. If you have a young adult who is, let's just say, failing to launch, do you think giving them, you know, a Porsche is going to encourage them to work harder, to be more present in their lives? And he said, well, Bonnie, I'm not talking about a Porsche. I'm talking about a Camry. I found a used Camry. It's $9,500, whatever. And I said, yeah. I just feel as though, you know, Lauren's on the verge of kind of a breakthrough in her professionalism, in her maturity or emotional maturity. And I'm just thinking, if we give a moose a muffin, they're going to want the whole tray. You know, I'm afraid if we give Lauren this car, it's going to be like, gimme, gimme, gimme. You know, I want to go to Mexico. I want an apartment. I want to, you know, new fridge, mine broke. I think, you know, I considered it for like a half hour and then I just thought, no, I thought that's not, you know, the Lord's not put that on my heart. It's not something I want to do. And he was like, well, whatever you say. So the good thing is, you know, she won't know about that. You know, it's not like she's going to be disappointed by that. We had a really important episode and a really special guest. But again, like Lauren was supposed to be getting them at the airport. Like it's this whole big thing. So I'm going to have to sign off, I think, because I'm sitting here and I'm going, I thought I could be real. I thought I could bring it. But like I'm getting more mad by the minute at Lauren. I'm starting to get those like racing thoughts, red face, pissed off, and I'm thinking I might just start going to my bad place. You know, the thing that bothers me the most about Lauren is that she's a know-it-all. She acts like she knows everything that's going on in the world, everything that's going on in the news, how you're supposed to talk, how you're supposed to act, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, girl, you wear jean shorts that you cut yourself. How much could you possibly know? You know, she's painting her nails with Sally Hansen Quick Dry. I don't know. I'm sick of it. She's my assistant. I'm her employer. I need to implement stronger. Maybe I need to get like an HR department for Lauren and I. I'm thinking maybe like, again, I'm thinking maybe Tanya could act as HR, but then Tanya always sides with Lauren, you know, and John always sides with Lauren. Everybody acts like Lauren's stable and, you know, she meditates, she rides her bike, you know. But maybe I'll hire like, you know what I could do? I could use like a nanny service. Like with the boys when they're little, we would use like a nanny service. That's how we met Tanya years and years and years and years and years ago. Tanya's older. She just is, you know, just approaching 60. She's been with us for a long time. But Lauren, you know, maybe we need someone to act as like a nanny service, like an HR service, like just an outside representative to come in and go, hold on, hold on, hold on. You know, could you just not show up to a regular job that didn't have HR? Probably not. You know, probably not. So whatever the case may be, we had an incident happen yesterday. Trisha and I took the boys, my boys, Caleb and Jacob, and her daughters, Zoe, Abby, and Blake, to an Martin Luther King parade. Well, we tried to. I was so excited. I go every year. It's one of my favorite days of the year. It's right in the wintertime. It's one of my favorite celebrations. But when we went to the rest stop, because everybody had to go to the restroom, Blake ran off. Turn off. Ran into the woods. She was screaming. She was like, I'm breaking free. I'm cutting loose. You know, I'm out of here, bitches. All this stuff. I mean, this kid's 9. To be saying, I'm out of here, bitches, that's a bit much. She ran off into the woods, and my God, I mean, her feet were like little. She's like, just, she got away from us very, very, very quickly. Even the boys couldn't keep up. And then finally, Caleb's like, I don't even like that kid. I wish she would go live in a shoe, you know, be the woman who lives in a shoe. The shoe fits, you know. And then we were all like,
the shoe fit. You know, we just, sometimes we get slap happy. So we had to call the police and they had to come and send out a search team and holler back. So I'm really tired from that. I didn't get to go to the parade. I had to, you know, it started raining. We had to sit in the car and we DoorDashed some Chick-fil-A, which was fun. But yeah, they got her back, so it's fine. But I'm tired from that. I'm pissed off that Lauren's not here. My hair's not done. My makeup's a mess. I'm in my robe. This is actually from Pottery Barn. And I've had it for so long. It's so cozy. It's like one of my happy, happy little things. Everybody needs their own happy little things that bring them back down to earth, bring them closer to God, to their heart, and to what's really important. I'm going to go. I don't feel in a healthy headspace to talk to my fans, talk to America, but I'll be back next week with Lauren and we will, you know, we'll touch on the HR, we'll touch on all of it, but I love you. And please rate this podcast. Please give it 5 stars. Please review it and email us questions that you have for myself or Lauren or anybody else in my family and we'll share it. I'll talk to you soon now. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bonnie hopes you've enjoyed your precious time with her today. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email thebonniebarnsshow@gmail.com. Address all inquiries to Bonnie's assistant, Lauren. Miss Bonnie doesn't have time to be chatting with y'all off air. Come back soon now, you hear?